from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Said hi.
I did not tell him you said hi.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Back to Ayuk. How can it be Ayuk if he's not reporting yet?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Get your facts straight. He's reported.
But he wasn't in Tennessee Saturday night, bud.
He reported to training camp. This is when I get defensive.
You know what I mean. I just couldn't watch that game, even though if he
was. Why not? You didn't see Dobbs?
I'd love that.
Dobbsy?
I saw Allen, too. Steiny, they got a game Sunday against the Saints. That's the dress rehearsal, I thought. And then the Friday game after that Sunday would be the Raiders, which would be another. So are we really going into the season with no Ayuk or no Trent?
No, there's 4 weeks till the opener. So okay. Until the opener comes, we're not going into the season. Not. So there's still no urgency in Dallas or in San Francisco.
Well, Jerry, your best friend, walked back his comments because they were taken out of context. He said,
no,
you're missed. So.
They were. Yeah, he said he's missed.
All right.
But he still doesn't feel any urgency.
Yeah, but I just, real quick here for 49ers
love
fans.
Love the way Jerry Jones is handling it, right?
I feel like they identify and know how great Lamb is. Mm. I don't know why there's a holdup. Like, we all know he's going to get his money. There's no trade discussion. Ayuk feels some type of way, and the team feels some type of way. And to me, that's scary, Steiny, especially at this juncture.
Adam Schefter, ESPN. Adam, what's the latest on what's going on? Let's talk Ayuk first.
Now it looks like the focus and emphasis is on keeping him in San Francisco and not trading him. But I would say that this has had many twists and turns to it. And until there's final resolution, you don't know. But the 49ers want to keep him. They don't want to trade him. They've never wanted to trade him. They've wanted to get a deal worked out with him. The deal has been elusive.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Absolutely, positively, nothing new on the Ayuk front.
Exactly.
Not a damn thing.
Yep.
Not one solitary thing. 4 weeks till the opener, no Brandon Ayuk.
And we didn't get to see the young rookie Pearsall, but we saw Chris Connolly, Steiny, I don't know, 2 catches for 30 yards. I like him too, but I think the Niners got an issue. Evan screamed at me this morning when I said, who's going to be their backup quarterback? Like, I wonder if it's Dobbs or 31-year-old Brandon Allen. Both look pretty good. Allen's arm is stronger than I thought. Maybe I didn't see enough of him. But Dobbs, we saw him have a little smidgen of success in the league last year, and then it kind of waned at the end. But I do wonder if something happened to Brock Purdy, Stoney. Who you going with, Dobbs or Brandon Allen?
Evan, why did you yell at Guru today when he was talking about the backup quarterbacks?
It was
people think I'm the only guy who ever gets mad or yells at him. What did you yell at Guru about?
Well, first of all, I didn't yell at Guru about anything.
He just said you yelled.
I don't yell at Guru.
So get into an argument about whether you yelled or not with Guru.
It hurt my feelings.
Oh, well, you just asked me, who do you think the backup quarterback is for the Niners?
Can I tell you how you answer? Who cares? I was like, whoa. That hurt your boy. That's all. But go ahead. I know you was like, really? But I do wonder, guys, who's going to be the Geico for the Niners if something were to happen to Purdy?
Well, but it's not like a couple of years ago where it was Garoppolo, Lance, right, and Purdy in the same room. I mean, I think the fact that they have Dobbs and Allen means that it's just like any other quarterback room. It's Brock, and then the season's over.
Well, I'll tell you this. I do love a quarterback, Stoney and Evan, that's elusive and that could keep the play alive. Say what you want about Dobbs or Allen, Stoney. Dobbs does that for me. So, you know, again, he would be in the lead if there's really a competition here. But all in all, I saw some missed tackles from the defense. That's to be expected. First preseason game. I love the kickoff rule, Stoney. I think we're going to see a lot of more action in regard to the kickoff returns. But I'm sitting here thinking about all I've been talking about all year is Greenlaw. Where's Greenlaw? There's a guy, D. Winters, number 53. He went down, but Stoney, he can bring the hat. He can hit. So I don't know what his role is going to be on this team or if he's going to get the first crack at it or not. But I saw him and Mustafa. They were thumping. They were hitting. And I was entertained watching preseason football pretty much get a life, Goo, all weekend.
I want to go revisit your initial point because maybe we should talk about Evan.
Huh?
Why did you get mad, though? That's and I'm asking about something.
Like radio mad?
Well, we weren't on the radio. And now that he brings it up, you did snap at him. And I'm wondering, are you good? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I hadn't had my coffee yet.
Hey, I was like, boy, my young bull snapping on me.
Well, no, I always find it interesting what people take away from particular games. Like, to be fair, there wasn't a lot to really draw from with the first preseason game. I mean, the fact that Kyle Shanahan was handing the play call sheet to Clay Kubiak means that no one really cared.
Yeah, right.
But I just reacted because the first question was about the backup quarterback position, and that was a position that did not cross my mind.
Oh, and go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just watching the game like, who's the backup quarterback? It's a big deal. And somebody could say, well, if you get to that point, you're in trouble. But no, Stoney, I do wonder. Joshua Dobbs had more success, I believe, than Brandon Allen last year, if that means anything. But I watched Joshua Dobbs. He looked like he knew what he was doing. So did Allen. And that gave me entertaining purposes. I like what I saw from Mason on the ground. You got to pick up some blitzes, though, because you'll get your quarterback killed. But like Evan said, Stoney, what do you take away from week one preseason? Because a lot of guys, starters, are not out there. But the big one is there's a quarterback competition, and I wonder if it's Dobbs or Allen.
Yeah, that's not what I took out.
Tell me.
See, I go by the eye test. I mean, the whole game was about one play. Mustafa.
But it was a first down they gave, right?
No, they challenged it. Yeah. I think they did. They overturn it?
It was
no?
A first down. They gave it a first down.
But see,
no, they didn't. They overturned it. They started from the one. He hit. You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mustafa.
Spread was 5. Tennessee minus 5.
Did you win?
My neighbor. Yeah. I hadn't talked to my neighbor in a couple of days. Yeah.
You did some guessing again this weekend on sports?
I hope you guys don't think the neighbor is me.
No, absolutely not. Why would anybody think that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I lay low. I've been thawing out.
You're just very close with this neighbor. Yeah.
I've been drying out, Stoney. How about that? When it comes
from your guessing?
No, from the wagertainment.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you guys did go to the ship.
Briefly.
It was a quick one.
Yeah.
We bonded, though.
Did we?
Thursday. That deep talk we had about life.
It was Friday.
We went Thursday, and that's you gave me a lesson you don't even know you gave me.
I give many lessons. Just give me a hint.
What relationship advice.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It went heavy. Yeah, I almost true. Hugged you. Yeah, I walked right. out of that thing, Evan, like, boy, Steiner.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't stay long Friday. Couldn't top that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to let you guys, you know, hug and make up. Or kiss and make up, sorry.
Yeah.
The boss said you've been in a good mood because you hadn't been on Twitter. I didn't make that parallel.
It's one of the reasons. I have been joyous.
Well, until I come in this morning and I got duped because you told me Steve Smith Sr. got knocked out in the club.
Got knocked right out.
And I
go
retweet it, come to find out.
It wasn't at the club. It was like at a game or something.
UFC fight.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him.
Yes, it was.
Snidey.
It was.
He responded.
That wasn't me who got knocked out. Yes,
it
was.
I knew that wasn't right.
There are a lot of Steve Smiths, but I don't think it was the one you were
thinking about it. Because you were like,
guy got dropped. Steve Smith, Hall of Famer, dropped.
Yeah. I got duped.
Chirps a little too much.
Yeah.
And he paid the price. What?
Just give me an Ayuk or Trent Williams update.
Okay.
Now it looks like the focus and emphasis is on keeping him in San Francisco and not trading him. But I would say that this has had many twists and turns to it. And until there's final resolution, you don't know. But the 49ers want to keep him. They don't want to trade him. They've never wanted to trade him. They've wanted to get a deal worked out with him. The deal has been elusive.
Wow.
There's your update.
And then Friday, while we were at the cafeteria, there was a report that the Niners were back on. There were talks, and Ayuk went on his IG. It's still there now. Basically calling the Niners saying it was cap, that they were kind of playing, or you know, I don't know what's going on, man, but I'll say this. CD Lamb, it's a matter of time. There is no, how much are you worth, CD? But the Niners, I really believe there's a tug of war on just, you're asking for more money than we think you're worth. And that's why I don't think this could be fixed. If it I won't even bring up Andrew Filippone. Steiny, I mean, we've been going back and forth with it's on, it's off, it's on, it's imminent. And the baby is still not here.
Here's why I would disagree with you. We'll throw them all in together. CeeDee Lamb, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. I have no idea.
Hassan Reddick.
I have no idea who's closer to signing a deal or where there's nothing to see here. I have no idea whether, CeeDee Lamb in Dallas, that's something not to worry about, but Ayuk in San Francisco is.
Well, don't you, do you think there's a gap between Trent Williams, and they know he's playing a card he shouldn't play, but the value is there. The Niners know how important he is. He is the top 1% of his job. And I think Dallas looks at CeeDee Lamb that same way. Well, Brandon Ayuk, and I'm pro Ayuk, I think that's the bigger problem. He's trying to convince his employer that I'm worth such and such. And the employer is like, nah, bruh, you ain't worth
why
that.
Why would you assume there's nothing going on with CeeDee Lamb like that?
Because he's put up the numbers and handled and got the job done in regard to being a number one.
Okay, what if he's asking for 35?
Like I said, Steiny, I think a deal is imminent. Like, if he wants Justin Jefferson money, I believe Dallas is going to cave in and give it to him.
Okay, why haven't they done it?
That I don't have, but it makes me less worried than Ayuk, who's trying to tell his employer, I'm in this.
How do you know CeeDee Lamb's not trying to tell his employer, I'm in Justin Jefferson's
because
group?
Because CeeDee Lamb, to me, has put up the numbers to justify I'm in that Justin Jefferson category.
Right, but if the Cowboys don't think
but
that.
But there is no don't. It's coming, Steiny. And that's why we saw Jerry Jones
saying.
Saturday before the game, on the pregame show, basically saying he wouldn't even be out here if he were signed. We miss you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, let me kiss your ass because I came off rather, you know, pompous the other day, and something will be done. Okay. But the Ayuk thing, why I find that separate, Stani, is. There's a question of how much you're worth, Stani, and how much we're willing to pay.
So if IU comes to an agreement tomorrow and CeeDee Lamb doesn't, will you still feel like there's no urgency with CeeDee Lamb? Or you still wouldn't be worried about CeeDee Lamb coming in here?
I guess what I'm saying, Stani, is I would bet my last dollar and my neighbors that CeeDee is going to get Justin Jefferson type of money. I don't know what I'm rooting for him. I don't know what he's going to get or if he's going to have to settle. So I know you're going to hold me to that because
I just don't understand what you're basing that on.
CeeDee Lamb, I think, is more accomplished in his job.
But it's still about a negotiation. Yeah, if Jerry Jones
thinks... Do you think that's the reason they're trying to... they don't look at CeeDee in high regard? I think he's a top three receiver.
Okay. And do you know that Jerry Jones thinks that?
I believe we'll find out once he's given this $30 million per year contract, which I think we're just days away.
I mean, all I'm saying is, to me, if CeeDee Lamb's asking for 35 and Jerry Jones thinks he's worth 30 and Brandon Ayuk's asking for 30 and the 49ers are only wanting to pay him 25, then I don't know the difference between who's more likely to linger into the season or who's not. I just think it always comes down to what's the information. Like, well, let's hear what Adam Schefter says about...
what's he got?
This guy, Trent Williams.
I think their focus has been on Ayuk, and we got a 36-year-old tackle who, it doesn't matter that he misses camp. I would think that they'll get that addressed and figured out and get him in. And if he misses camp, he misses some camp. But they want him back. He's so good, they have to have him back. Yeah. And I would think that they want to get this Ayuk thing taken care of before they move on to Trent Williams.
All right.
Oh.
I do think it matters. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But it doesn't matter if Trent Williams misses camp.
Like, I got to be honest.
Okay.
Like,
he better not get hurt. God forbid he gets hurt early in the year.
And you would be right to do... Hey,
I just don't understand how you say, oh, he's 36. It doesn't matter if he gets into camp. I get it. He's been in the pros for 15 years, but he's 36. To me, that's why he should be getting some reps. And like, I'd be more scared of Trent Williams coming into out of shape than I would if Bosa came into out of shape last year. Mm. That's just me, though. Of course, I don't like Trent Williams. Trent Williams.
Do you like the new kickoff?
I don't dislike Trent Williams.
Oh, God. I was like, fix that. Do you like the new kickoff rules? I think it's exciting, Stani. It's almost like a run play.
Yeah, I think once the refs understand it, I think we'll be fine.
That's pretty good.
It is funny. Yeah, they don't know the rules. They don't know the rules yet. They don't know how to enforce it.
You don't know that.
What was the play? where they called a safety and it was wrong, or they didn't call safety and it should have been. Evan, you keep up with everything. What was the game? It was Saturday. The ball got kicked into the end zone. It took a bounce. It came out into the field to play. The guy got it. He ran back into the end zone.
Oh,
he
gosh.
Took a knee. It was a safety and it shouldn't have been, or it wasn't a safety and it should have been.
Well, the player didn't know the rules.
Learn the rules.
Yeah, the player. That's
the refs didn't know the rules. Evan, help me.
All I know is it's bound to happen at some point in the regular season, and it's going to be hilarious.
Wow. I'm with you, Stoney. Know the rules.
Exactly. What?
You don't like
that? You think Shanahan knows the rules?
You know what? Why don't you say what you really mean?
No, because he didn't in the Super Bowl.
Allegedly. Ronnie Bell had a big first down catch, my Who? Guy. Ronnie Bell, Michigan, 2 for 22.
Yeah, didn't he also drop a couple?
Effing, don't let facts ruin a good story.
Right through the wickets.
Man. And Trey Lance, look, Stoney, it ain't. He's Wiseman, man. I watched him for Dallas yesterday. We got to just. He looks like he hasn't worked on his craft.
Wiseman started.
Well, wow. So did Trey. Come on
and see,
now.
That's another
thing. I watched the game again last night.
Okay. I'm sure you did. So
Shasky called me. We talked about Trey.
That doesn't mean you watch the game. It just means he called you because you guys got nothing going on a Sunday.
He wanted to know my thoughts on Trey.
He stinks.
He looks like he hasn't practiced.
Don't you understand, Goo? Don't you get it? 3 years ago, or whatever it was, there were five quarterbacks
2021.
That everybody loved. And sometimes there are five average quarterbacks. Sorry.
But it doesn't change the fact that they got Brock. That was the best cologne. But it doesn't make me feel any better if you're a Niner fan of that pick being wasted. You can't just say everybody else wasted it.
What you can do then is say, oh, my God, they blew it with Trey Lance. Okay? They would have blown it with Mac Jones.
Fields. If Mac Jones would have got his career started under Kyle, that we wouldn't even be having him. And, like, that's realistic to me.
Belichick's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, but now he ain't the offensive guru that Kyle is. That's all. Look what Kyle did with Jimmy. That could be one of his biggest. He got that dude to a Super Bowl and a couple NFC Championship games.
Well, I could argue that. What a monumental. If you're telling me that, boy, if Mac Jones would have gotten in here, they'd be okay. Well, then it was the most monumental F-up of all time.
Well, they're okay because they got Brock.
But that's not. But my point is if they would have taken, let's say, it was Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, Fields, and Mac Jones.
Yep.
Would any of those guys right now be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers had they drafted him?
I believe three of them. I'll give you three. Fields for one. People get whatever. Fields for one. Jones. Lawrence, that's three. I'll give you four. Give me who else am I missing? Anybody?
Zach Wilson?
Oh, well, that man. I was high on him, Dibs, too, but he would be better than he looked with the Jets.
But would he be their starting quarterback?
For the sake of the exercise, I'm going to say no.
I mean, I think.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Yeah. I mean, who's to think Kyle Shanahan doesn't think Trevor Lawrence stinks? I don't know.
Well, he's getting paid.
I don't know. All I'm saying is everybody thought there was a bunch of good quarterbacks in that draft, and there weren't. There weren't any, apparently. The best one was just okay, Trevor Lawrence.
What if Fields turns it around?
He's a backup.
Well, right now he is.
Yeah, okay. Then he's Geno Smith.
Wow. Damn.
I mean.
Hey, they wrote him off. Geno didn't write back, though.
Yeah. That is the greatest.
You better get the pen and paper out again, Geno Smith, because I don't think Seattle's going anywhere.
By the way, the Niners' win total this season, 11.5, same as last year.
I'm going under. I don't like what I'm seeing early, and it's hard to stay healthy.
I'll go over then for sure.
You don't believe that.
I think you win 12 games. Of course they could.
They won 12 last year.
Yeah. And they gave away the last game of the year.
I'm going under. I think the division's going to be more difficult, and I don't think the Niners got their house in order right now. You could say Guru's not going to be diddly squat once the season starts. No Greenlaw. Armstead's out.
No Greenlaw. How long are you going to do that all year? Seriously, you going to do that? You know, they don't have Patrick Willis either this year. Or Navarro Bowman.
You do understand they haven't played one game without him yet. So
he's out.
The impact, I'm just bracing for the, you know, the bad.
No, that's fine. Well, I mean, without Dre Greenlaw, they have no chance of winning the Super Bowl.
It's a big year for Bosa. I really believe that. His chicken won't change.
See, this is where I just like to be a horse's behind. No, it's not. It's not a big year for Bosa. It's the second year of a 14-year extension. What are they going to do, wave him if he has a bad year?
In the court of public opinion from the fans.
And will that take money out of his paycheck?
Not one iota.
Thank you. Big year for Bosa.
You know what I mean.
Next year's going to be bigger. Prove me wrong.
If this one's bad, it will become bigger or substandard, I should say.
Oh, this is a big year for Curry. Okay. What about last year? About next year? It's a big year for Wiggins. Okay, sure.
Did you get the answer from Lucas when our fantasy draft for the station is here?
I don't think I'm going to play.
Oh, so now you're going Bonte and Shasky.
No, I'm going Dibs. Remember Dibs was going to quit? Remember Dibs put it on?
If you don't play, I'm out. Too many prima donnas running around here when it comes to fantasy football. The morning show is not a – they started with us, and now Bonte's in his European league.
There you go.
Come on. Start with where you work at.
See, my man just
told – You want to retire in second place. I got you.
My man
–
My man's right on the money. And that's the burden that I have. Steiny, if you don't play, I'm not going to play. Okay, so now I'm responsible for others, but that's how important I am.
I can't see it! Well, it's like when you say you're not going to the cafeteria and you think me and Evan can't go ourselves and have a good time.
You don't.
The show goes on.
You never go without me.
Yeah, that's why you text us wondering.
How's it looking like this
Call
guy?
Me Straw. I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
I thought you were going to say the one that broke the camel's back.
Me and Reggie. Me and Reggie Jackson.
Miller? Oh.
Reggie Jackson. He said,
"White."
Well, he had talent.
Thank you. Thank you. And he was dynamic.
You lost in the chip last year. Willard gave you an out, wanted to split the
pot. And only in Guru's world does finishing second mean worse than finishing 11th.
I didn't make the – it hurt, too.
Yeah.
Not this year. I'm back. Yeah.
I live with these people. I love these people.
Like,
they're
he doesn't
part of my
hear,
family.
You
got
to get him on.
No, we
tell
don't.
Him about the Olympic experience.
You know what? Get him on, and I'll take a breather that segment.
I hope he's listening.
It's like, hey, Michael Jordan. He was 6-0 in the finals. Yeah, guess what? He was 6-9 in first rounds of playoffs.
And we're talking about finals.
Yeah,
what?
I'm talking about first round.
That's incorrect.
Couldn't get out of the first round.
Malone and Stockton may be the best duo.
Bird never lost in the first round.
Who? What?
That's the point.
I'm talking 6-0 in the finals and 6 MVPs, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm talking sometimes he didn't get there.
That's okay.
He didn't get there. You can't be the greatest of all time if you get swept in the first round of the playoffs.
When he was 18, come on.
He was 24, and he was selfish. That's when he was calling everybody, my supporting cast. What the heck? Where's my Reeds?
See, karma.
Do I ever read this segment? Fremont Bank, 60 years of service, no compromises.
So I'm asking the great Richmond.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.